Das Chazar sich nicht über Chesk Shagam, wenn Yehudim sagt, Yehudim ist das Samach Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, if a Kohen gave Kedushin to a widow and was then appointed as Kohen Gadol, he may continue with the marriage and enter into the Zoom with her. Once happened that Yeshua ben Gamla, who was a Kohen, gave Kedushin to Marisa Bas Baisis, who was a widow, and the king then appointed him as Kohen Gadol, and he went ahead with the marriage. If a Yevama, Zakhtar Mishnah Vaita, if a Yevama falls to a Kohen, he's then appointed as Kohen Gadol, even if he had already given her Maimer, he may not continue with the marriage. Zakmar Brice says the extra words of Yikach Isha teach the claim may continue with the marriage as stated in the case of the Mishnah. In fact, if so, in the case of the Yavama, you should also be allowed to continue along with the marriage. Mar says the Pasuk says Isha, which comes to exclude a Yavama. Mishnah Maisa be Yeshua v'chulu. It seems, Zakhtar Gemara, that he was appointed by the king, but not by the other Kahanim. Rabbi Yosef explained that Marsa, his new wife, paid a hefty sum to the Kohen so that he should appoint her husband as the Kohen Gadol. Zakhtar Mishnah, if the brother of a Kohen Gadol dies and leaves over a Yavama, the Kohen Gadol has to give her Chalitza, may not do Yibam. In fact, the Mishnah suggests that this would be the case whether the Yavama had been widowed from Erisin or Nesuin. Now, a widow from Nesuin would be also to the Kohen Gadol with an Asay because she's not a Basula, and a Lois Asay because she's an Almana. And therefore, the Asay of Yibam can't override the Asay of Lois Asay. However, when she's widowed only from the Erisin, she's only also to the Kohen with a Lois Asay, because she is a Basula, she's just an Amona, so she's only a Lois Asay. If so, we say Asay Doich a Lois Asay, they say of Yibam should be Doich a Lois Asay of Amona. Where it says only the first act of Bia is the mitzvah and can override the Lois Asay. We don't allow that, even the first Bia, as a Gzeira to prevent the second act of Bia from happening. Zok the Mishnah, Kohen may not marry an Islandess, meaning a woman who can't have children, unless he has another wife or he already has children. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he has another wife or children, he may not marry an Islandess, because an Islandess is considered to be in the category of Zoina. The Chum say that Zoina in the Torah refers to a convert, a freed slave, or to a woman who engaged in prohibited znus. Frechti Gemara, the Reish Kalusa asks Rav Huna, if the reason a Kohen can't marry an Islandess is because of the mitzvah to have children, then why is Allah a limit to a Kohen? Your soul should likewise be Aser. Rav Huna said, it was said in terms of a Kohen, since Rabbi Yehuda later says that she's Aser to a Kohen as a Zoina. Zakhmara Bryce says, Rabbi Eliezer says, a Kohen may not marry a Ketana. Rav Chista told Rabbi to try to figure out the reasoning for the shita that of Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen can't marry a Ketana. Rabbi said it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned for a minority kit situation, and he holds that Rabbi Yehuda says that an island is considered to be a zoina. Therefore, if a choishish lemiut, the miut that she'll be an islandess, you have to be choishish that maybe she's a zoina. Therefore, the Kohen can't marry her. Vekamar Hakwi said he holds that Rabbi Meir. We find that Rabbi Eliezer argues with the mayor and allows a minor to do yibum, and is not concerned that the minor may turn out to be one incapable of having children. Second of all, affecting Gemara, how can we say that he holds a Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Eliezer says in a brisa that a zoina only includes a married woman who is mezana and does not include an islandess. So Rav Adar Bar Hava said, remember, Rabbi Eliezer said that a kohen may not marry a minor. He meant that a kohen gadol may not marry a ketana because he can't be fully kind to her until she's an adult. And at that time, she will no longer be a basula. If her father married her off, he's fully kinder at the time of the marriage. And if she married herself off, even the rabbanon would agree that he could not marry her for the above reason. So Rava said, Rabbi Eliezer was referring to a regular kohen. And the reason we don't want to marry him a katana is because she's easily seduced. And if she's seduced by someone else, to be mezana with someone else, she'll become usher to him. This is only a problem for a kohen, because the wife of a Yisrael, if she's raped or seduced, would remain mutter to her husband. And therefore, we're not as concerned when it comes to her, this katana, marrying a Yisrael. Her papa said, Eliezer is referring to the Kohen Gadol, and the reason he may not marry a minor is based on the pasuk that says, Isha, she cannot be a minor. Nachman Yitzchak said that we learn from a pasuk that a Kohen Gadol may only marry a Naira. Can't be a Ketana, can't be a Bekeres, it's only a Naira. The Braisa mentioned above brought the view of Rabbi Lozer that an unmarried woman and an unmarried man with an unmarried woman who are mezana together give the woman the status of a zoina. Rabbi Amram said, we do not pass like Rabbi Lozer. Zok the Mishnah, a person may not abstain from trying to have children unless he already has children. Beis Shammai say, he must have at least two boys. Beis Hillel say, yeah, you can fulfill the obligation even with one boy and one girl. Based on the pasuk, it says, Zokhar Nekeva Bira Om. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that although after having children, one may stop having more children, he has to remain married. This is a proof to Rav Nachman and Shmuel, who says that a person must remain married even if he has many children, like the pasuk, because the pasuk teaches it's not good for a person to remain single. Others say the Mishnah means to say that once a person has children, he no longer needs to remain married. Based on this, it would seem to refute Rav Nachman and Shmuel said. However, the Gemara says it's not a refutation. The Mishnah means that if one hasn't had children, he must marry a woman who can still bear children. If he already has children, he may even marry a woman who cannot bear children.